This is North Shore Today for Friday, November 17, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, in Salem, some new security cameras will be keeping an eye on city parks soon in an effort to protect city investments and high traffic areas that aren't already under the watchful eye of police. The City Council approved a police department request Thursday night to install security cameras at four city parks, Central Wharf, Mary Jane Lee Park, Ramon Park, and Proctor's Ledge. Once installed, the cameras will be connected to the department's surveillance network. The new cameras will be paid for with existing grants and within the department budget at upward of $1,000 for each camera, according to Police Chief Mary Butler. However, that does not cover data transmission upgrades and storage back at the station. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Plans are coming together for a new school in Saugus. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Bridget Turcotte writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that the design for the new middle high school in Saugus could include elements that reflect on the town's history and the Saugus Ironworks. Quote, I would love to see the history of the town incorporated into the school, and I'm a huge fan of the ironworks, said school committee chairwoman Jeannie Meredith. I'm a big fan of the Saugus Sachem, but I'd also love to see some of the history included in there with the ironworks. The team designing the new middle high school has kicked off a planning phase that involves in-depth back and forth on the school design. The current design development phase is with the Massachusetts School Building Authority, the quasi-independent government agency that funds public schools. The full design development package was submitted to the authority last week, which included advanced plans and specifications showing detailed mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems, structural and architectural elements of the building, and landscaping details. Once school building committee members and the architectural team receive the critiques, they will make adjustments and send the plan again. The design team is working on two different facades, a smaller pedestrian entrance, and the face of the building that will be seen from a moving vehicle on Route 1 will include graphics that call attention to the combination middle high school and its importance to the town of Saugus. According to Tina Stanislaski, the senior associate of HMF Architects, voters overwhelmingly supported the two debt exclusions to allow the construction of the new school and the restructuring of the entire district during a special election in June. More on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, Peabody City Councilors were divided on whether or not to vote just yet on banning recreational marijuana Thursday night. A motion to amend city zoning to ban the operation of retail pot establishments failed by one vote. The motion was 8-3, but 8 votes are needed for zoning changes. Ann Manning Martin was absent Thursday. Councilors Joel Saslaw, John Turco, and Barry Sinowitz opposed the ban. A temporary moratorium on the sale of recreational pot is still in place until December 2018. Because the council voted twice on this zoning ordinance, however, the issue can't be reconsidered until the new session in January. More on this story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes on Item Live, a special election to replace State Senator Thomas McGee will be held on Tuesday, March 6. Voters in Lynn, Linfield, Marblehead, Nahant, Saugus, and Swampscott will choose a new senator as McGee becomes the next new mayor of Lynn. The primary is scheduled for Tuesday, February 6. Last week, McGee, who served on Beacon Hill since 1995, defeated Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy in her bid for a third term. Candidates have until December 26 to file nomination papers locally and then face a January 2 deadline to submit certified nomination papers with Secretary of State William Galvin. Gail McCarthy writes in today's Gloucester Times, Barry Schiffman, an accomplished violinist and violist, makes his first performance at the Shillinloo Performance Center this Sunday in his new role as Rockport Music's new artistic director. He'll take the stage at 3 p.m. when he performs with the Grammy Award-winning Ying Quartet at the Waterfront Music Hall on Main Street. Schiffman, who oversees the Rockport Chamber Music Festival and classical program, has a long history of performance. Co-founder of the St. Louis String Quartet, he's performed in more than 2,000 concerts across the globe during his 17 years with the group. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Gail McCarthy. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.